The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Don't you hate it when the phone rings and you pick it up and it's this woman?
This is Susan with Credit Card Relief.
She never listens to you. And I think she's married to this guy.
You qualify for a 75% savings.
How did I qualify? He never tells you. But take heart, America. The companies that send out these robocalls feel your pain, and because you're so annoyed by them ringing your phone, they're asking the FCC to let them plant their messages on your phone without making it ring. I can't wait. More after this from Charlie. Telephone marketing companies want the FCC to change the rules so that they can place their robo-messages on your phone without making it ring. The way marketers like Josh Justice see it, this should make everybody happy.
You go to put your baby to bed, and your phone rings, and you're being solicited something. A ringless voicemail drops is a non-intrusive alternative to this robocall.
But Margot Saunders with the National Consumer Law Center says this has nothing to do with not wanting to wake the baby.
They want to be able to reach us without consent, and they want to be able to reach us without our telling them stop.
FCC Chairman Ajit Pai doesn't comment on open petitions like this one, but he recently had this comment on robocalls in general.
This is the number one source of consumer complaints to the FCC. It dwarfs anything else that we get.
But the robocallers have some pretty high-level support, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Republican National Committee, which argues that prohibiting these messages could affect political outreach and therefore free speech. And if the marketing companies are successful in changing the rule, it appears there would be no limit on the number of messages they could plant. Your phone could become an audio spam file. You could have Susan annoy you to sleep at night.
This is Susan with credit card relief.
The FCC is still taking your comments, but today is the last day. We have a link at cbsnews.com. I think I know which way I'm leaning. Sorry, Susan. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.